Welcome to the Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport and Chadron.
We all want to be great, and we take it, you know, one day at a time, one game at a time, and hopefully we can, you know, make history here.
My interest in volunteerism and community service also has made me interested in working for the Make-A-Wish Foundation potentially in the future. That's an organization that I have just loved my whole life and I've been involved with in the past.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with CSE coaches, athletes, and sports newsmakers each week. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal.
Today on the Chadron State Sports Journal, we're going to talk track and field with the head coach Riley Northrup on the radio show and the podcast. And weather starting to turn more towards an outdoor feeling. Coach, you got the outdoor season coming up. We'll get into a little bit of that maybe later in the show. But boy, it's got to feel good to have that weather coming in. And you're going to get the team outside at all when it's nice out this week?
Yeah. Hey, good morning, Dave. We got plans on this afternoon. Looks like it's going to be 70 degrees, so we're going to get our first session outside on the new outdoor track.
Man, just awesome. And I know you guys are excited for the outdoor season, but let's button up kind of the indoor stuff, at least the RMAC side of it. The RMAC championship's happening, and you had a record setter in Dan Reynolds, a kid we talked about earlier in the season, set a record in the weight throw at the RMAC indoor championships. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Dan, he's been coming on strong all season. About 3 weeks ago, I want to say it probably was, we took him to a meet at Iowa State, and he didn't exactly get the best mark on paper that he's had all season, but, with him and his coach, he had a small foul, and the weight actually landed out over 20 meters, so I think that kind of the light bulb went off in his brain at that point in time, knowing how far he could actually throw that thing. He just had to stay in the ring. And the following week, he put a little bit better one together. And then finally he was able to replicate that throw again at the conference championships and sailed it out to 19.8 meters and broke the school record, broke the conference record, on that champ. It was a great day for him.
What was the reaction when Dan broke the record the other day at the championships with the other people that were watching, the athletes, the coaches, his reaction? What was it like when that number finally went up, when he saw the number?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. A lot of the competitors and coaches and everybody that was there, we all saw where it landed and we were kind of estimating distance. And so everybody was pretty hyped. We didn't know exactly what the number was going to come out as, but the funny thing, and I've had conversations with Coach Virgo, my assistant, the throws coach, is Dan really didn't have too much of a reaction. He just, he let it go and he kind of gave a little head nod, and then he stepped out of the ring. And I've been laughing about it and talking about it with people that to throw it 20 meters and be so casual, I told him I'm terrified for the day that he actually celebrates a little bit when he lets go of it, because I think it might land at 30 meters or something like that.
Wow, it's kind of amazing. Maybe just that razor sharp focus for him, that in his mind, hey, this was great, but do you think maybe he's got bigger things in his mind he wants to accomplish, that it's not quite time to throw that big celebration yet?
Oh, sure, yeah. I think every athlete, when you start performing at a pretty high level, you usually have a pretty good feel for your attempt, whether how good it felt and what the end result is. And so, maybe not even the best feeling throw that he's had, but like I said, still clear out over there, breaking the record and doing all those kinds of things. So that kind of goes back to, what I was saying about, when it does feel good, like how far is it actually going to go when he has a little bit of a smile or a little bit of excitement in his reaction? It'll probably be pretty far out there.
Well, great to hear about Dan Reynolds setting the record. Pride and joy of Granby, Colorado. Great little mountain town that we talked about last time too, Coach. Coach Riley Northrup with us today on the show and the podcast. And Osvaldo Cano, a silver medal in the 400. Looks like he had a nice run for your guys.
Yeah, Val ran a great race, and actually, I've been telling him that he probably had one of the hardest silver medals in the whole competition, because he had in his prelim heat one of the guys that had a faster time coming into it was actually a scratch from the meet. So the next two guys he was significantly ahead of as far as his time going into it. So from the gun, he was just out way ahead, and he gave a tremendous effort. But there's just something about running a 400 when things start getting hard. If you don't have somebody pushing you, it's really hard to find that kind of extra gear. And so he front ran both of his races and then was actually the fast, had the fastest time in the prelims of the slow heat. So the exact same thing happened in the finals where he was the fastest of four in his heat. He gave a tremendous effort, got out at 200 meters exactly like he needed to, but without actually, you know, being able to see and feel the other competition in the race, he just, you know, he came up like less than 0.2 seconds short of actually winning. And I'm very confident that if he would have got to be head-to-head with the guy that won it, it would have been a hard day for that guy to beat Val. So looking forward to outdoor season. You know, I keep telling him, He didn't officially hit a PR time this indoor season, but he never really had that great opportunity where he was getting pulled along by somebody that was, you know, maybe had a little bit faster time than him. He's kind of ran every race this year way out front, and so I got a job to do of making sure that I get him in a really fast race so that we can actually see what he can do when he gets pushed.
Yeah, wow, that'll be exciting to see that, Coach, indeed. And Morgan Favre, he didn't compete. Injury precaution still, it looks like, with Morgan. Is the plan still to have him ready to go and compete in nationals? Is he going to be good to go, you think, in long jump?
Yeah. You know, he was ranked 10th in the country going into the weekend in the long jump. And 99 times out of 100, you're pretty safe if you're in that top 10 going into the conference weekend. So I felt really good about him being ready to go at nationals. And so when he did his warm up and was getting ready to run the 60 meter dash prelims, I told him going into it, you know, if you don't feel 100%, you don't feel like you can sprint confidently, you know, thinking about that hamstring, then it's probably not worth it. Probably putting ourselves at risk of not only jeopardizing the indoor national meet, but you know, if we re-aggravate that hamstring to the point where it takes us 3-4 weeks to get ready for outdoor season, it's probably not worth it at this time. And there's 2 weeks between the conference meet and the national meet, and he's like 80%, you know, looking really good, coming on strong, just not quite there yet. So it just, in my mind, it wasn't worth risking potentially a national berth and, you know, jeopardizing potentially being ready to rock and roll outdoors.
Yeah, boy, a lot of things really to consider there, and a huge decision that you as a coach and Morgan as an athlete have to come together and make, and got to hurt to miss conference, but long-term view, bigger view, nationals, and then the entire outdoor season certainly weighing more heavy than just one event in that RMAC meet. But glad you guys were able to come together on an agreement there, and hope Morgan can get nice and healthy, ready to go for nationals in the outdoor season. And, you know, on the women's side, Coach, give us an overview of how the ladies did at the RMAC Championships as well on the indoor side.
Well, you know, I'll be honest. Overall, both on the men's and the women's side, it was hard for me to say, but it was a pretty average meet. In the 5 years that I've been here as the head coach, the number of personal bests that we had coming out of the conference championships was significantly below the average of what we generally get. And on the positive side of that, though, is that we really didn't finish too much differently than we have in years past, even knowing that we had a average meet. So I'm looking forward to. I know that our team, both on the men's and women's side, is capable of, you know, finishing at the championships in much better standings than what we did, based on the athletes that we have on our team. And so it's just a matter of, we got to get everybody to the starting line healthy, and putting them in a position to go out and compete. And once we do that, you know, I think that we have the firepower. It was in the back seat this last weekend, and we got to put them in the driver's seat ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, no, I hear you, and it'll be good to see. Maybe a little motivational that sometimes you come off a tough meet, a disappointing meet, maybe didn't meet the expectations, and that all of a sudden becomes that big chip on the shoulder that motivates athletes to take it up to another level and turns into a positive in the outdoor season, perhaps, as we look ahead with Coach Riley Northrup of the CSC Eagle Track and Field Team. And nice when we got these 70 degrees outside. I've had the shorts on for a couple days in a row, Coach. I know I'm ready for it. And looking ahead, the Shadron High School Invitational is coming up March 19th, kind of getting that transition into the outdoor season. What does your team do to be involved in that Shadron High meet?
Yeah, so that's actually it's good timing for our team because we have our first opportunity to compete outdoors starts before that weekend. But I like to have a little bit of a transition period because there's a lot of different events outdoors. And, you know, we just came off of a lot of really intense training leading up to the RMAC Championship. So we take a little step back, let kids, you know, rest their bodies a bit. And then that gives us the opportunity for more time to really gear up for that first outdoor meet. And so in the meantime, while we're doing that, you know, they all help conduct the meet. And so we have all of our athletes, you know, working the field events and helping with the timing and just overall making sure that it's a good positive experience for the high school kids.
That's awesome. And, you know, that kind of collaboration between the Eagles and the Cardinals is always great to see with the two entities. And I'm kind of curious, Coach, you know, NCAA rules, there's about 10 zillion of them. I can't keep all of them in line. And I know your student athletes are busy during that meet, but is there opportunity or do you see your kids? Do they try to coach up the high school kids from around the Panhandle that are here? Are they allowed to visit with them and kind of coach them up and do things like that? Or is it pretty much they're working and doing their job and the high school kids are doing what they need to do competitive wise?
Yeah, I mean, from a rule standpoint, there's really nothing that says that our athletes couldn't you know, kind of have that conversation with them. But, you know, just from a coach athlete standpoint, like our kids understand, like, it's not their job to be out there coaching them on that day, so we don't want to step on any toes or anything. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if a kid has a question, you know, I'm sure that our athletes are more than happy to give them any pointers that they might have, which is perfectly fine.
Yeah, so that's good to hear, too, around here with the track and field for the high school getting going, and maybe a chance to probably look up to some of these college athletes and see the success they've had and how they perform and get to interact with them and get some advice and pumped up maybe by them a bit during the meet. Now, the CSE outdoor season, when you're competing against other college schools and getting things going, that begins in a few weeks down at Pueblo, it looks like. But what's your outlook for that first one, Coach, at Pueblo?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a little bit of a drive, but in March, you know, the weather in Pueblo is significantly different than it is even here, even though we're only 6 hours south. But we always typically go down to that Pueblo meet early because their average temps are like around 70 at that point in time. And so for us to not have to, you know, hop on an airplane to California or Florida to get that weather, it's a relatively short trip to get more of a, not a guarantee, but, you know, a higher likelihood of getting the kind of weather that we need to perform well. So, we'll get the kids rolling on their outdoor events here in the next couple weeks while we're finishing up with the last few national guys at the indoor meet. And, you know, looking to see a few things, hopefully. You know, we have some pretty talented kids that sat out this indoor season that, you know, there's potential for them to be back competing outdoors, and that would, you know, make a pretty big difference in the outlook of our team.
Coach, your focus obviously is on Chadron State and all of your individuals and so many athletes on a track and field team. I don't know how much time you get to look around at the other schools and see what they've got. I'm sure you've got a bit of a pulse on the competition around the conference. And what do you make of the preseason outlook on the conference? Is it a strong track and field year for the men's side or the women's side? And what do you make of what you're going to see on the outdoor side from the other schools before you get started?
I mean, any time that you're talking about the RMAC when it comes to track and field, there's no doubt in my mind that it's going to be ridiculously strong. I mean, looking at the results, I just had Tom Marshall in my office this morning, and we were kind of going through, and pretty much the average of sixth place at the conference meet, it took a national qualifying mark. So you really got to be one of the best in the entire NCAA to be competing at a high level in the conference. And, you know, sometimes I talk about this with our kids on Monday, like, you know, in perspective, our team it would probably dominate in, you know, at least 50% of the conferences, the other Division II conferences around the country. We just happen to be in likely or arguably the top conference in the country. So, you know, looking towards outdoors, it's going to be the same thing. There is a little bit of a transition that's going to take place because of COVID. There were a handful of people that still had their senior year of eligibility left indoors, but they're not going to have it left outdoors. So It'll shake things up a little bit, but overall, you can always expect. I mean, I think the top six ranked teams in the RMAC right now are all top 20 in the country going into nationals. So,
yeah, just another season in the RMAC, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Boy, it's an ultra competitive coach. That's got to be a great motivator for you and your teams. And we'll catch up with you here a few weeks down the road once things get rolling and talk more about all the successes you guys are having and what's coming up as we move towards through the outdoor season as well. Coach Riley Northrup, CSC Track and Field, with us on the show and the podcast today, the Sports Journal. Coach, we appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me, Dave. Always a pleasure.
I see the sign out front says Farmer State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmer State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmer State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.
Thank you for joining us on tonight's Chadron State Sports Journal. Listen or download archive show episodes anytime you want on the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com. Join us again Wednesday night for the CSC Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance Bridgeport and Chadron.